Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Caleb Williams, the USC quarterback. Some people believe he will be the first overall pick. And Rob G, I want him to jump in because Caleb has gotten a reputation as basically being a diva. Because the late, you know, he's not throwing at the combine, which is not unique for a guy of that ilk. He's not taking a physical or being measured. Like livestock, he didn't have to do all that. So now people, because of that, Brian, no, you're one of those people in the camp that have a problem with Rob G. Just real quick, that's the biggest part about, right, that people have issues
that's
with.
The latest of it, because if you go back to when he was in college, you had speculation that, you know, his camp wanted to get a piece of whatever team drafts him.
Yeah.
You had
I never heard that out of his mouth, right?
No. Yeah, you had some speculation that, you know, he was more worried about his NIL money and than his team, and that's why during the bowl game that when the backup quarterback won, they're like, hey, we're a real team now, we're a real team, and people took that as a shot at him. And Brian Noe, friend of the show, in with you right now, Rob Parker, is one of those guys who's thinks that Caleb Williams might be a little diva-ish.
All right, well then, Brian Noe, you have the floor because I'm ready to mop the floor with you, but you go first.
You know what I'm sensing here, Rob? I am sensing from Caleb Williams, and most notably his dad, I am sensing high maintenance vibes. That's what I'm getting here. And let me not steer you from my central point here is, look, man, sometimes this comes with the territory. You know, there have been some great athletes, all-time athletes, that have been high-maintenance guys. LeBron James is one of them. Aaron Rodgers is another one. The list goes on and on, where high-maintenance, they need a lot. They either need a lot of attention. They need a lot of things to go their way based on the organization. They just need a lot. I think Caleb Williams could be the next iteration of that. And I think this is more to do with his dad than it is him, Rob. But it's just been one thing after another, after another, after another. It's, hey, could my son get an ownership stake on top of his contract? Can that be a thing? It's like, okay, if that's just an isolated thing, I get you're trying to maximize your quarterback's worth. Nothing wrong with that. But then it becomes, well, what about this rookie wage scale? Do we need to be doing this? Are there any loopholes that we could expose? What's this with the eligibility rules and the medical testing? And what's up with the draft in general where the worst team gets the top pick? And why do we do it like that? It's just one thing after another, after another, after another. And so I'm sensing high maintenance vibes when it comes to maybe not just Caleb Williams, but Caleb, his dad, his camp, I think there's going to be a lot there. But as long as he's uber talented, which he is, and highly productive, which he might be, teams will put up with it. That's just the way it goes. But I think he's going to be the next guy there.
Well, this is my issue I have, and I got a big pushback. First of all, give me the sound where you heard Caleb Williams say any of the things that you just talked about. Because I know I didn't hear him say not one of those things.
Well, he talked about the medical stuff. He's like, I'm talking not testing about, for all these 32 teams. It's just going to be the teams
I'm talking
I
about
with.
I want a part of the team. I don't want to play. I'm talking about that's the stuff.
That's all his dad.
Okay, so I haven't heard anything from Caleb's mouth. And you talk about high maintenance. Eli and his dad, right, forced his way out of San Diego. We're not going to the Chargers. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
Would you call that high maintenance, or is that disruptive of what the NFL system was?
Well, that's the epitome of high maintenance right
there. Okay, and what happened with Eli Manning in his career?
He was mediocre and showed up in two big games.
There you go, but he won two Super Bowls. Say whatever you want. He's going to go to the Hall of Fame. He has two signature throws. He beat Tom Brady twice, including the 18-0 Patriots. I'll take high maintenance if you produce.
That's what I'm saying, too.
All right, but wait. John Elway was supposed to go to the Baltimore Colts. Yes, people, before they moved to Indianapolis, they were the Baltimore Colts. No, I'm not going. He threatened to even go play for the Yankees who drafted him. And guess what? Went to Denver, Hall of Fame career, and two Super Bowls. Stop with all the outside noise that really doesn't matter. Brian, no shame on you.
Wow.
It's about talent.
Wow.
That's all that matters. I don't want a nice guy who follows the rules if he can't play. That doesn't matter to me. Oh, he's a nice guy. Oh, he does everything we tell him to do. Oh, he shakes and signs all the autographs and waves to all the kiddies. But he can't play. Who cares about that? What is that where we are? We're going to nitpick about stuff that people have to write because they need content in the offseason? I'm dead serious. If Caleb went to a mic and said some of that stuff, Brian, no, maybe I would buy into it. Maybe. But I think this whole idea of painting him as some diva, and I don't know if you want to deal with all that. All I know is that guy won the Heisman Trophy and kicked ass in college football when he played quarterback. And you know what? He's put himself in position to be the first overall pick. And if you're the damn Chicago Bears who haven't had a franchise quarterback since Moby Dick was a guppy, and you pass on this guy, you better get it right.
They'd be out of their minds to pass on him. Let me make that perfectly clear. To run it back with Justin Fields, whose passing numbers are in the toilet, would be a football crime. So I've never once said, no thanks, don't want him. I'm just saying there's going to be stuff that you're going to have to deal with, maybe with him specifically or his dad specifically, just the camp, the overall thing. There's going to be a lot of stuff there. Let me ask you this, Rob. If you had the choice, okay, you could either date a supermodel that comes with some high maintenance needs, you know? She's going to need this. She's going to need you to do that. She's going to need you to do this. Or you could date a supermodel with no high maintenance issues whatsoever.
No such thing.
let's suspend reality for a second.
No
such
thing.
Which are you signing up for? Which are you signing up for?
Well,
ideally, right, you'd want the no high maintenance girl. That's in an ideal world.
I get you. But here's why your argument just doesn't hold up. Let me tell you some of the quarterbacks who threw at the combine. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Mitch Trubisky. That worked out well. Oh, yeah, great.
Oh, I don't care about him not throwing.
How about
a lot of guys don't.
Sam Darnold, he threw at the combine. I'm just talking about people who are making a big deal about him not throwing.
Josh Allen threw.
Josh Rosen. Marcus Mariota. Jameis Winston. Carson Wentz. I'm just saying, you get to watch the guy in college. He has a tape. You take a look at that in game action when it really matters. That's what I care about. Not the dog and pony show so that the NFL network doesn't go black. They have to have something to put on. I mean, come on.
Yeah. No, I just, look, man, Aaron Rodgers is a good example. He was a high maintenance dude for the better part of two decades. You know, and it finally got to a point where the Packers are like, okay, we just got to move on. We've got Jordan Love. Let's switch gears over here. Do you think they would have done that if Aaron Rodgers was a lot more easy to get along with? I'm not so sure they would have. So the high maintenance stuff, it makes an impact, just not the ultimate impact, Rob, where you might have to deal with some stuff that comes along with the territory. That's just the way it goes sometimes.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know who Olden was a little skeptical of in his rookie season was one Victor Wembanyama. He was not buying the hype. He said, I don't think it's going to happen immediately for the guy. So I'm curious what he's got to say, because Wemby's crushing it in his rookie season here.
He is. The big last night, the upset win of OKC, people took notice of that, right? Because the one thing that I'm going to say, and they won 132-118, Wemby 28 points, 13 rebounds, 7 assists, 5 blocks, 2 steals, and he made 5 of 7 three-pointers. And that was out-dueling Chet Holmgren, so that's – it looks like that race is over. But here's the thing. And I don't know. I Chris and I go back, you know, he's all about Wemby, and I get all that and the talent. But what I can't get over is how poorly the team is, even with the generational talent. Like, it's I didn't expect them to make the playoffs, Brian. I didn't expect them to be 500. But when they lost 18 in a row with this kid, they're worse than they were a year ago. They're on pace to win like 17 games, 16 or 17 games. Like, how could you have a guy of this ilk and you can't win more than that? Like, that's the part that shocks me.
I'm with you on that, and I can't help but go straight to Greg Popovich.
Yeah, I'm with you. Before you go there, I do want you to know that, you know, I have a song now for Wemby, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. I think we got it.
Everyone knows it's Wemby.
This is when it comes to the MVP. I mean, it's the rookie of the year. Everyone it's Wemby. No?
I mean, how are you wasting your time on The Odd Couple here, Rob? My goodness, you should be on a stage singing to millions.
Everyone knows it's Wemby.
How has Adele not booked you as an opening actor? Forget opening. She should be opening for you.
Even Steve just Steve, no? Everyone Man. Knows it's Wimby. Okay.
Everyone knows it's Wimby.
Okay, there we go.
Man, that's something right there, Rob. I love that.
Brian, if you'd like to hear his O Canada rendition, that's pretty good,
too.
Oh,
that's another one.
I'd like to hear that. Yeah. Let's hear the greatest hits.
All right, wait a minute. Here we go. Oh, Canada, our home and native land, true patriot love.
This is my nightmare.
In all of us command.
You're fired.
With glowing hearts, we see thee rise, the North strong and free.
I ain't paying.
From far and wide, oh Canada, we stand on guard for thee. God keep our land glorious and free.
Bring it home, Rob.
Come on. Oh Canada, we stand on guard. That's my favorite national anthem, I must admit. Okay.
Bravo. Thank my you. Goodness, Rob.
All right. That's... All right. Here we go. So you want to go to pop. And I love to hear this because they should be better than they are.
Dude, they are 12-48 with Victor Wembanyama living up. Remember the hype, Rob, when he was about to be drafted and before he played one NBA game? The hype was insane, and he's lived up to it. And you're 12-48. And Greg Popovich is a highly decorated coach. There have been some that have talked about him as one of, if not the best ever. And they are 12-48 with Victor Wembanyama, who has hit the ground running. I can't help but think of Bill Belichick, Rob. Bill Belichick must hear the things that are said about Greg Popovich and think, why don't they say that about me? Like, when he didn't have the talent with the Patriots in these last couple of years, all he did was get crushed. Meanwhile, Pop, he's got Wemby, who's killing it, and it doesn't matter. They're still 12-48. What is Pop doing? I'm not expecting them to be like the 4 seed in the West or something. But can you get us 20 wins with a guy who's playing at that level?
He's supposed to be a generational talent. I totally agree. I just don't even get it. Like Pop should resign at the end of the year. Step down. Give his money back. Is it okay? Is that too much?
I mean, that's probably too much, Rob.
Why? Nick Saban quit. He had years on his contract. He just decided, I'm done. He called it retirement, but he quit. He didn't want to take part anymore in college football the way it's set up. Would you agree with that?
It was his time to move on. You
All
know?
Right, so it's time for Pop. I don't care what the contract is. Step down.
Look, man, he's just not even close to getting it done.
There's no way they should be worse than they were a year ago without him. I just don't understand it. And Chris poo-pooed it. I don't know. I say all the time, if he's supposed to be this generational talent, somebody we've never seen and all this stuff, please give me the sequence when Michael Jordan lost 18 in a row, or LeBron James, or Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, or anybody. Nobody. What? Lose 18 in a row being on the court? Brian, do you get what I'm saying?
I don't think it's a Wemby thing.
But 18 in a row? He can't win some games on his own?
I mean, look.
No?
I think it's partially a Pop thing, and it's definitely a supporting cast thing. I don't think this is a Wemby thing. Because the guy's doing work. When you're putting up these stat lines, You mentioned it, what he did against OKC last night. It was insane what he did. He's had numerous games where he's just filled the stat sheet, and they're still losing. So I don't think this is a Wemby thing. If I'm a Spurs fan, I'm elated. This guy has lived up to the hype already, which was insane to begin with. So I think it's a Pop thing. I think it's a supporting cast thing. I don't think it's a Wemby thing at all, but could you imagine this, Rob? I know it's a different sport.
Now, this is where I'm going to push back on you.
Okay, let's
okay, because you can't. If they were winning, then you would give Wemby credit. You can't say that it's not a Wemby thing at all.
It's
I'm
not
sorry.
A Wemby thing.
It is.
He's giving you that much production.
No,
it's not
a Wemby thing. Yeah, but numbers without winning, at some point, numbers have to turn into actual wins. And so you can't say, oh, you love his numbers and the losing's not his fault, because if they were winning and Wemby was putting up those numbers, you would give him credit and say, look at what this guy has done to turn it around. So he can't be exonerated that he's not a part of it. He's a part of it.
I'm still saying that. I'm still saying, look at what Wemby is doing. He's doing work. I don't know what else the guy can do with the minutes that he's getting. He's crushing it. He's going to win the Rookie of the Year
but
easily.
Putting up numbers, like, they could be empty. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you're right. He's putting up numbers. I'm not saying he can't play. He's not a special talent. But just putting up empty calories, empty numbers, they don't mean a lot. That's what Matthew Stafford did in Detroit for 12, 13 years.
I'm glad you brought that up. Right, because sometimes the star player gets blamed for the bums around him. When the bums around him,
you mean like Calvin Johnson, who went to the Hall of Fame?
He's not a bum.
Oh.
How about their defense?
And Dominican Sue, is that the bum?
How about their defense collectively? Every team has a couple of dudes that are really good players, but collectively, their defense was awful. Special teams, awful. Right?
Matthew Stafford was awful,
Running
too.
Game,
he was awful.
Awful,
too.
No, he wasn't.
He
That's
was, too.
Crazy.
I watched all of his games from game one. Are you kidding?
Matthew Stafford is not awful. That's just, I don't know what that is.
That,
I don't know
all
if he
of his numbers. All of his numbers came when they were down 21-0, and the defense was soft. I saw it.
Like,
saw
look
it.
At Matthew Stafford going from Detroit, mostly surrounded by a bum supporting cast collectively, and going to the Rams in year one and winning a Super Bowl.
Yeah, and he threw a touchdown that was dropped that would to totally change the way you look at Matthew Stafford. What is his name? What was his name?
Jaworski over there?
Yeah, who's out of the league now after dropping up the sure interception that probably – that's right.
Yeah.
All right. But anyway, okay, let's get back to Wemby, okay?
Right. But Wemby, what I'm saying is sometimes the star player gets blamed unnecessarily for the other guys around him not getting it done. Right? How is it Wemby's fault when he's putting up those numbers? It's the other guy's fault. It's not his fault that they're losing games left and right.
All I'm going to say is here we go, okay? All I'm going to say to you, Brian, though, is when it comes to the NBA Rookie of the Year,
everyone knows it's Wemby.
There you go. Now you're making some sense. He's going to be the Rookie of the Year.
He will, because they just look at numbers. I get all that. But there's more to it, and that's my issue.
Okay, how about this? He just got the better of Chet Holmgren the other night, okay? You put Wemby with OKC and SGA and Jalen Williams and all the other guys that they have. You give them the Dortcher Chamber over there. You think the record is better?
The difference, is before that game, they were 1-8. And Chet is not a generational talent. Nobody has him on par with Wemby. Okay.
Wait,
so
then
you're
not
talking about Wemby
talent.
Is something that we've never seen. That's what I was told.
And
but I've never seen losing like this either.
Okay. Not a generational talent in Chet Holmgren. Look at their record. One of the best records in the West because of the supporting cast. If you put Wemby there, they'd be doing as much and probably more.
All right, here we go.
So the point is, it's not on Wemby. It's on the rest of the guys around him on the Spurs.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? if you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We talked about this earlier about the 40,000 points, you know. I'm not here. I'm not trying to bash him for getting that. You know, I'm not. But I think it, everything, there has to be context. And a lot of it has to do with, it's a longevity thing. Don't you, without being, we're not being mean-spirited, it's a longevity thing.
Mm-hmm.
Played a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's played an incredibly long time, and
but
that,
I don't
listen.
Think it. But I don't think it changes anything. To me, all it does for the people who believe that he's the GOAT or he's that guy, it's one thing they can say. Well, he's got 40,000 points. Oh, you know, he won the in season tournament. Oh, his son's gonna be drafted in the NBA draft. You know, or whatever it is to try to cover up. The six finals losses and that he only has four and he had to put together a dream team in order to win the three he won. I'm just saying, like, or the other two, I should say.
Right.
But you get my point. If you're a LeBron person or fan or whatever you want to, minion, you love it because it's something else you could use to push back on Michael Jordan.
Yeah. No, I hear you. I think whatever side you are on, you're dug in. Like 40,000 is not gonna. I'll put it this way:
right, they're like Michael Jordan played 13 years. What do we? He played 20.
Yeah, right.
Really?
If you're Team Jordan, you're not all of a sudden gonna say, you know, I got to reevaluate now that LeBron has reached 40,000 points. Like, it's not gonna go down like that. It's impressive, Rob. Listen, longevity means a lot for him to be around this long. Is incredibly impressive. He's still playing at a very high
but
level.
Here's
the guy's
my scary,
almost 40 years old.
Here's the scary part, though. If he plays three more years, right, and he has and doesn't win again, is winning four championships in 23 years. Do you see what I'm saying? Like, it does.
Yeah.
That doesn't feel special. Do you think that's special?
It's well, the problem is he's compared to MJ the whole time. So when you're comparing him to Jordan. Who was, you know, he was perfect in the finals, never lost. When he's chasing, as he said, that ghost in Chicago, when that's the comparison, like, no, it doesn't feel like it's more special. And that's the real conversation. Sure, that's special to do what he's done. He's had an incredibly special career.
No doubt. No one would, and people always say, oh, you hate LeBron or what? I think he's the second best player of all time. How do I hate a guy? I'm not like Paul Pierce or some of these former players right. who have them 10th or 11th or not in their top 10. Like, that's where there's some sort of bias, right? If
right.
you could honestly look at his career, the all-time leading scorer or whatever, and say he's not in your top 10, come on, man. You lose credibility even if you play in the league.
I get it, and I'm with you. The thing I dislike, Rob, is we've gotten to a place now where anything – that sounds slightly critical, it's taken as you're just outright hating,
right.
you're just bashing this guy.
I get it all the time, as yeah. I just said. And if I did have a rub with against LeBron or something, would I rate him second behind Michael Jordan? I don't think that's an insult.
No. But it just feels like you're disarming a bomb if you're talking about longevity in a slightly critical way, where I think of it the same way. He's a scoring compiler. And that sounds incredibly negative. I don't mean it that way at all. But I just simply look at Jordan won 10 scoring titles.
In a row!
LeBron won one. You know? So he scored. He's going to get to 40,000 points. Nobody has done that. It's a longevity thing. And hats off to him for being in the league and playing at that high of a level for so long. That means a ton. I think compiler is the new, like, system quarterback. You know what I mean? Like, it's always taken as a negative, and it's not always meant that way. I don't mean it as a negative as it sounds, that he's a scoring compiler, but that's what he is. He's not a guy that won 10 scoring titles like MJ. He won one. So it's impressive that he scored so much over that period of time, but he hasn't been one of these elite scorers. And I think a lot of people just look at, hey, 40,000 points. He's the only guy to do it. He's an elite scorer. No, he's not.
Right. I think you're 100 spot on. And it's not to rain on his parade. It's just, I just think you have to have context to everything. And there are awards that people win just based on longevity, right? For playing a long time. Don't you look, that's why there's a thing called scoring average, right? That's the great equalizer.
It is. You, speaking your baseball language, Rob, a lot of people threw this out with Craig Biggio. Remember the Astros? And he's a compiler. And it's always talked about as a negative. And it shouldn't be like that. If you can compile numbers like LeBron has done for as long as he's been in the NBA, you take that every time if you're an NBA franchise. That's nothing to just like shrug your shoulders at. But I don't know how we can turn compiling into a positive. I think the damage has been done. It's always taken as a negative. I don't mean it as a negative at all.
Not at all. It is what it is. But I think, I just think you got to be careful. It's not, and this is the other thing they always say, well, if it's about Michael Jordan and the rings, then Bill Russell's the GOAT. Right, or, you know, no, it's not just the ring count. You just said it. He won 10 straight scoring titles, right? I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of other stuff. He was defensive player. He won defensive player awards. He did way more than that. And oh, well, he didn't win until Scottie Pippen showed up. And I say this all the time. If Scottie Pippen was that guy, how did he not win one finals MVP? It doesn't automatically go to Michael Jordan, right?
Right. Well, and you also said something, Rob, where you got to be careful. I think there's a lot of talk, and it's just gaining traction now, where we're throwing out, hey, is LeBron on that juice over there? Like, come on, man. You got to have some proof instead of just willy-nilly throwing it around
That's why I wouldn't even entertain it, because I'm not in that camp. I think that that's hurtful. And if you don't have – if somebody has something to show, you know what I mean, some facts, that's one thing. But I just will never, ever get involved in just throwing out stuff.
I know. It reminds me of remember when this happened in football with Adrian Peterson, where there were some whispers of like, hey, man, is he on PEDs? And he had a great, great response where he was like, I take that as a compliment. Like, I'm playing at such a high level. You think that I'm on roids or whatever.
Right, in order to get there.
He just laughed it off. That was the best way to handle it. But I think the same is true with LeBron. I think it's a compliment. People have not seen someone play at this level at that age, and they immediately run to, is he on PEDs? I really do. I think it's a hidden compliment where it just shows you that LeBron is doing something that really is unprecedented to play at this level at that age.
And
no one has done that.
And he's put in the work, right? He works extremely hard to keep in shape and body. And they've always said he pays, $1 million a year in order to train and whatnot. So, and it shows. And he's in unbelievable shape. You know, not defending anybody, but he still can play, man. There's no doubt about it.
I'll tell you what, Rob, I shouldn't even say this, but I will. Can you imagine the Team Jordan people, what their reaction would be if there was ever any truth to the PED stuff? You know what I mean?
Oh, God.
Could you imagine the conversations that would be had if that were the case?
It would be crazy.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.